Welcome to Your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. And today we are going to give you a recap of things that we have talked about in the past. One is the aquarium, because Ethan went to the aquarium and he has a ton of things to share.
That's right. Yeah, but we had a really good day. It's going to be good.
But first, we're going to talk about the Park Silly Sunday Market, which is something we talked about last week, and I had the chance to go this Sunday. I had friends in town, took them out there, and we kind of fell into it. I didn't even plan it. We were just driving, and we're like, where should we get breakfast? I don't know. And they wanted Bloody Marys, and I was like, you know what? It's Sunday. We can go to the Park Silly Market. I know that they have a Bloody Mary bar. It's a self-service one that you can make your own, and we ended up having a blast.
Really? Now, that's great. Now, I've been wanting to hear from someone who's actually been there, because we've kind of described it as a distance.
Yeah, and I had been there before, but I didn't go there for it. I just stumbled upon it. Kind of similarly, but we didn't spend a lot of time there. We just browsed through it, and then we're out of there. We didn't even buy anything.
So what were some of the highlights? What are the things that kind of stood out to you?
Well, first of all, Park City downtown ambiance it's so great and quaint. And because it was Sunday, parking was free. So we parked up at the China Bridge lot.
Oh, that's convenient. That is super convenient.
And then we were able to walk all through the main street. And I found something that I didn't know existed as part of it, which is the section of it in an alleyway up at, about halfway up the hill. And that's the actual farmer's market.
Really?
So they have all the, you know, the produce and food up in that alley.
Right.
And then you go farther down once it gets flat. And that's the whole Park Silly market with all the local artisans and crafts and, just a ton of vendors right there. And then it breaks out and there's a stage with music, a kids area with face painting and a rock wall and all these different activities for kids. And then it's the food and drink sections.
Right.
They've got the beer garden and the Bloody Mary bar. And then they have all the food trucks, including some Park City like specials. So they have it's fairly new. I forget the name of it, but they do the lobster rolls.
Freshies.
So they have a Freshies food truck there.
Yeah.
They have a frozen banana booth.
So where they dip the bananas?
Yeah.
Cool.
The booths frozen bananas.
So
I got one of those. They have a little Jamaican food truck, pizza. It's really cool area, and they're very conscious of making sure you recycle correctly up there. They have a whole recycling
sense.
And garbage station, so if you're searching for a garbage, you're not going to find one. You have to go to the specific location where they sort it for you.
And you got to sort, and you get it all sorted. Well, that's good. I guess were some of the food trucks kind of the standards that you see down here in Salt Lake?
No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I've never
really
seen
cool.
any of these before.
That's awesome, because that's one thing about the food trucks is, you know, you start to kind of see, and they're good, they're awesome, but it's always fun to find a new one that you haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. I had never seen any of those before.
What did you notice? Did you notice anything out of the kids section? What were the kids doing?
Kids were running around, having a blast, had their faces painted, loving all the food and local stuff. The music, they were all dancing for the music.
Because I know they've got a whole special kids section with with crafts and stuff to do.
Yeah. I didn't really venture off to the kids section, but I could see that they had one of those rock walls where you can strap in. And I think they even had another special kid food truck, something about spaghetti maybe. I don't like
that sounds
sure.
right.
if
you can always feed a kid spaghetti.
If you know me or have heard me talk about this, I'm a big fan of Ty Burrell, the dad from Modern Family, Phil Dunphy, and I saw him at the
You're
market.
Kidding?
Yeah, he was with his family.
Did you say hello?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to interrupt him and his family's Sunday.
Well, you
Sunday
have
morning.
Some acquaintances in common.
Yeah,
so
but
you could have said, oh hey,
Yeah, then he would have thought I was even more crazy.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure he would have been very gracious.
Oh, I'm sure.
But he might have spent the whole time wishing you would just go away.
Exactly.
No, so, come on, give yourself more credit.
Well, I just observed him, and I pointed out to my friends. I was like, "That's Ty Burrell."
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's
really cool. Just strolling the market like everyone else.
And once again, the Park Silly Sunday Market is totally free.
Totally free. Now, and on Sundays, parking is free. So.
Now, and once you get there, though, you kind of got to pay for the different food and stuff like that. If you want to buy something, you can. But just to go and do it.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Have some samples, talk to people.
Did you cruise through the produce and check it all out very much?
We didn't go through the produce. There were some other vendors in the lower market. Mm-hmm. We got some hot sauce, some special local hot sauce. Got to test some hand lotion, some really great truffle olive oil.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yeah, a lot of cool stuff.
All right, Park Silly Sunday Market. And they've got, actually, you know what? They've got a website.
They do.
I should have pulled it right up.
I think it's just
ParkSillySundayMarket. Yeah, ParkSillySundayMarket.com.
Yep, that's it.
ParkSillySundayMarket.com. I knew there was because I remember we pulled it up when we did our episode on it a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, all right, there you go. Good review of Park Silly Sunday Market. So if you're going to head up there, it's not a bad option for a Sunday if you've got some free time. Totally free. Find a good spot to park there in your main street and then just, walk through and enjoy it. If you see Ty Burrell, tell him Taylor says hey. He'll know what you're talking about, I'm sure. We'll be right back to talk about the Living Planet Aquarium and my visit there just a weekend ago. Remember the episode we did on the Living Planet Aquarium. Taylor, you'd been there for a special event, right? Hadn't you been down there for a special event?
I didn't end up making it. They were having a yoga.
Oh, that's
night.
Right. That's
yoga
why
with
we
the
talked.
Sharks, yeah.
That's what it was. It was a special event that we talked about. It was the
but
yoga.
No, I didn't
thing.
Make it.
So I had never been there before. So this was a first for me. My kids had been there. But
like
I had
field trips and stuff.
Well, you know what I discovered? I discovered that my family had done one of those things where my wife and my children all went, and then they just decided, well, since we're already paying for admission, let's just get the annual membership.
Oh,
so I've been sitting on a family membership to the aquarium. I had no idea. So we went and took advantage of that, and it's down in Draper. You can see it from I-15. You probably know the building I'm talking
definitely.
About. It's on the west side. It looks like it has a big shark fin out in front of it. And you roll up in there, and it is extremely well done. I was really honestly surprised. And because I know a lot of people went when it very first opened its doors. And when it first opened its doors, the Living Planet Aquarium was just not quite finished.
Mm-hmm.
And that led some people to have kind of a poor opinion about it. I remember that. People were like, it's not finished, da-da-da. But go back. If you went and saw it in the early days and you didn't enjoy it as much, go do it now because it is fully 100% there. It is completely awesome.
Well, I still haven't been there, so I'm excited to check it out.
You'll enjoy it. They've got it divided up into sections. They've got a Utah section, which showcases Utah wetlands, rivers, and lake ecosystems. And it really is neat. They've got a full collection of fish that are native to Utah, some of them even critically endangered. And so it was very interesting. There's a lot of learning that happens there as well because there are so many. We've brought in a lot of game fish, which have decimated the native population of fish.
Right.
And then, of course, just changes to the environment through water diversion and irrigation and also pollution have really done a number on Utah's native fish species. And so all of that is really well explained and documented and talked about. So it was a very cool learning experience. And you get to see them all right up close. And some of them are weird fish, man. Utah's got some weird, weird native fish.
Isn't there? Actually, we were out at the Salt Lake the other day and went to an area of the flats that you can access the water, you can put your feet in, and it's super salty. An area that I have been in before, but not during these conditions. And there were all these specks in the water. At first, I didn't notice them. And I looked down, and there organisms. There's these tons of them. And then I look them up and they're little brine shrimp.
Brine shrimp, yeah.
I was astonished.
Yeah. In fact, one of Utah's big exports are brine shrimp.
It was incredible.
We harvest them and we sell them as fish food.
Yeah. Well, I was like, what are these little red floaty creatures?
Yeah, they're little brine shrimp.
Yeah, I had no idea.
It's the only thing that lives in there.
And I found a stat that said, sorry, I'm getting sidetracked.
No, it's fine, because all this is in the aquarium, too. They have brine shrimp in the aquarium, too, so you're right on top of it.
Well, the total density of all the brine shrimp in the Salt Lake is more dense than the actual water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the Great Salt Lake is an astonishing place,
yeah.
And those brine shrimp are cool. And, in fact, have you ever seen... There's this children's science toy that's marketed as sea monkeys.
You can raise
a family of sea monkeys. Mm-hmm. They're desiccated brine shrimp eggs, and you put them in water and brine shrimp hatch, and then you have them.
Your sea monkeys.
And they're like from the Great Salt Lake.
That's incredible.
And we ship them all over the world. Hey, hatch these.
Who came up with that?
I don't know, but
make so
whatever.
Much money selling these to children.
Right? So it's, So the Utah habitat is awesome. Mm-hmm. They also have a big shark tank with a tunnel through it, so you can go into the tunnel.
Oh, cool, yeah.
They've got otters, river otters. They've got a big tank of river otters swimming around and playing. Those were cool. Because, river otters have a lot of personality.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really fun to watch.
Have you seen Pocahontas?
So it was really fun to watch those. And, what else did we see? There was an Antarctic one, so they had penguins.
Cool.
And the penguins were really fun to watch because you can watch them above and below the waterline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And boy, those guys are fast.
And they're funny, too.
Yeah. They're really fast.
Is there a section for kids to, put their hands in the water and grab starfish and
stuff? They actually had two sections of that. So they had a section of a tide pool section.
Oh, cool.
So it's like a tide pool. Mm-hmm. It's kind of shallow, salty water. And they have sea urchins and starfish and small rays and fish. And then there's an area where if they kind of come within reach, then you can touch them. And you can only touch them with two fingers, not your whole hand.
Yeah.
And because they don't want you grabbing the things,
hurting them.
But it's cool. And there's a little stepped area so the kids can get right up over the edge and reach down, and even small kids can do that.
Wow, I had no idea the Loveland Aquarium was so vast and amazing.
It's awesome. And then the other area where you can touch things is a big tank full of rays, large and small rays, and you can reach down there and touch them. And
those
were neat.
Oh, I bet.
Those were really neat.
Did you hear that the aquarium has just approved a ton of renovations?
I did. Yeah. They've got a big expansion.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I don't know exactly all the details of the expansion, but it is, and they're going to have to build out.
Yeah. Well, they're going to build like a whole campus pretty much, and they're going to have a whole learning STEM section.
Well, and this is one of the things that I think is really cool about the Living Planet Aquarium, and one of the things that I noticed right off the bat was there were a lot of young staff members. Not all of them were kids, but some of them were. I mean, I'm not joking. I bet some of them were 14, 15, 16 years old.
Well, yeah.
And what a cool thing, right?
Yeah,
you had
definitely.
This 15, 16-year-old girl who's, standing at the penguin tank telling people about the different kinds of penguins and some about what, information about their habitat and all that kind of stuff. Really, really neat.
Yeah, that is cool. Especially if you're that young and you have a passion for marine biology, getting a job like that as your first job really opens up the doors for you.
Awesome, awesome summertime experience for kids. So that I was impressed with right away. And of course, it made me think of my own kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this would be something neat for them to do.
Well, once that whole campus opens up, they're going to have classrooms and STEM education programs, a lot of probably like summer camps and stuff out there.
Yep. So. Now, one thing you do have to be prepared for if you have small kids, and that is that you do exit through the gift shop. So be prepared to either, you know, to either fend them off or give them a budget, right? Yeah. Tell them they can spend a couple of dollars or whatever. Because
bring an eye mask and say, this part, we're going to blindfold you through. It's a special part.
And they've got some neat things. Like, they've got some things that, of course, kids are going to die for.
Right.
Pink stuffed fish and things like that, right? Your kids are going to die for. Mm-hmm. But they've also got some neat science things as well. So we actually spent as much time in the gift shop as we did in any of the other exhibits.
Yeah.
So it really was neat. We didn't get anything because I'm a jerk. But it was a lot of fun. Now, let me tell you about the cost. Now, what we did is we got the family membership. The family membership, two adults, four children, and they're by name. They're named.
Oh, okay.
So you can't have a family membership and start bringing your kids' friends and things like that. So they actually take your picture and they verify who's with you against the photo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bring in an extra kid in place of your son or daughter,
I don't know
how restrictive they're going to be, but I think you should be prepared to buy him an extra ticket.
An extra.
But the family membership, two adults, four children, that is $189.95. If you want to start adding on guests, it's a little bit more. So you can have a family membership that includes guests.
Some buddy passes.
So, and, you know, more people and things like that. They've also got grandparent memberships. So, you know, if you've got several grandchildren, you get a grandparent membership, which is a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring more kids than a family membership.
That's cool.
So, yeah, they've got a few really good options. So but that's going to run you, you know, in the range of a couple of $100. The tickets, though, are for adults are $20.
That's not bad.
Children are 15.
Yeah.
So you can see how if you're already going two adults and four kids, you're up there, you're already at $45 for the kids and $40 for the adults. That's $85.
For one time.
You are, you know, halfway to a
family
membership. So,
mm-hmm.
which is what we did. We just upgraded. And they'll let you. In fact, after you go through the aquarium, if you want to upgrade, you can take that day's admission, which you already paid and used, and you can apply it to a family membership.
So it's kind of a trial. See if you want to come back.
Yeah, if you come out inspired, then they'll roll that over for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. So definitely get out there and check out the Living Planet Aquarium. We had just a total blast.
Good
so
stuff.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Your Utah, and get out there and take advantage of these great things that we have in this state. All right, get out there and enjoy your Utah.